the Magna Carta. On June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runnymede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. Confronted by 40 rebellious barons, he consented to their demands in order to avert civil war. Now note, these barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. Note, do remember that the king was propped up by the pope and the archbishop who convinced the people that the king was appointed by God only to secure their own positions. It is concerned with many practical matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they lived. Now, again, a feudal system, also known as feudalism, is a type of social and political system in which landholders provide land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. The Magna Carta was a response to King John, who had decided arbitrarily that tradition didn't bind him. Whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. They rose up to guard their ancient rights, the barons did, and forced the king to sign this particular document. It didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what already was. What we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals. These rights had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for posterity. Some of the key rights identified in this document were: no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. Witnesses are needed for the indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. Now, why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? Where did they get these ideas? Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. Here is what she wrote. An old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. In this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Our rights come from God, friends, not man, an idea rooted in the Bible which has dominated Anglo-American thoughts. The roots of the foundational document are found in the Bible. It is remarkable, indeed, and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible, that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. Whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater. The biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. It was this foundation primarily that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who brokered the agreement, but again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. During the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify action in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same right as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta. They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Here we go. Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know, it's interesting. In the state of Minnesota now, I just talked to a said representative this morning. With all the corruption and all the eyewitnesses that have come forward, literally in the hundreds, multiple, friends, hundreds of eyewitnesses and witnesses have stated that the state governor is guilty of the massive fraud that's taking place here in the country. And what's being noted now, friends, is many of the whistleblowers were being intimidated. Many of them moved. I don't know why they did that. You make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, right? But what's in particular, friends, as to what we need to take notice of here is the fact that many of the whistleblowers have been intimidated. And we just found out just this last week here from Alpha News, which is a friend, a social media outlet here in the state of Minnesota, which is a friend of Sons of Liberty Media. It's interesting. Now they're finding that there are stalkers that are actually stalking those that are standing up against the illegalities of what's going here and on here in the state of Minnesota. And I'm saying that, friends, that this is nothing new. You guys ready for this? I mean, you got alpha organizations that are using heliports from hospitals as intimidators. You have these individuals. This has been going on for a long time, going over anybody and trying to intimidate anybody that dares stand up against the criminal conduct of what you're seeing both in federal and state government. Remember what I'm telling you. They're using heliports and they're using these helicopters that come across, friends, as nothing more than hospital helicopters. The CIA and the alpha organizations are using them as intimidators. And so when we're talking about these intimidators, these stalkers, also understand that the FBI has something called the fusion centers. And what they do, friends, behind closed doors is they actually look for individuals that will stalk. Oh, ask me. Those that will stalk those that they mean to silence. And folks, again, I want you to understand how severe this is getting, because when I think of what Ben Franklin said, when he said, make yourselves sheep and the wolves will devour, therein lies the problem with the American people. It's your sin. And also keep in mind, friends, what precedes slavery is while men slept. And if you read Matthew 13:25, that's exactly when the enemy sowed tares while men slept. And I said tares, T-A-R-E-S. And it's what's going on here in the state. And it's what's going on here in the United States of America. Look at how emboldened these individuals have become because the American people have not stood together in dealing with a small portion of the leaven that the Lord commanded us to leave in the little lump, that it might be holy. I am tired of it. I know you're all tired of it. I know you hear me talk about how tired of I have. M of all of this stuff, but I'll tell you what, friends, enough is enough. And I want to show you some things here in just a couple minutes concerning just that. But folks, this is not a time for you to be afraid, because when you're fearless, the only resort, or should I say retort, the enemy has is to capitulate. And it's what the communists say. When they feel your steel, they'll retreat. Let them retreat. And folks, go back to their dens where they reside, and deal with them lawfully, because this is what the American people need to do, is get on the offensive rather than allowing themselves to be played by the corrupt. Americans, do you realize, even concerning this alleged assassination that just took place, where the CIA is coming out and saying, friends, that was totally staged, it was completely fake, once again. Folks, which one has been legit when it comes to a false flag? That's a better question. 281-845-4701. Instead of getting on the defensive by the mainstream media in the news, useful idiots, get them on the defensive. Put the burden of proof on them. Which false flag has been legitimate? Let's do it that way. Let's put this on its heels. Let's put this into the perspective and in the position that it needs to be in, because we need to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. Okay? And again, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That tells us that we're supposed to be on the offensive. When we look at Ephesians 6, 1 through 12, what does it talk about? The armor of God. Does anybody see the armor of God being put on the backside of who we are? The armor is for the front, people, not the back. And remember, we do not take counsel from our fears. And furthermore, friends, we as Christian men and women, we need not take counsel from our fears, but we also need to understand this one thing. We're not called to be those that lead consensus. We as Christians are called to be molders of consensus, and now is the time to stand up and be counted once again in doing just that. Read 1 Timothy 6:12, read Hebrews 11:32 as well. Now, folks, again, we know they know, we know that they're lying, yet they're still lying. And why are they still lying? They're still lying because the American people haven't held them to account yet. That's why. Let me say it again. We know that they know that we know that they're lying. Okay? Yet they're still lying. And they're not afraid to lie. That means somebody is protecting them while they commit crimes against us. And we all the well know that. We all the well know that, friends. We need to get back to the Word of God and the Constitution and understand the function of government, period, and understand again that we are the government and that they work for us. That is an offensive position. That's a good place to put yourself. Folks, you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you would like to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, another social media platform, please do. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Friends, just a reminder that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I'm going to pull this up right on the other side of this hard break. Did you know that starting in 2027, that every new car that you buy will be required by what they call law? It's not law. To spy, control, and report. you concerning if you're a legitimate driver or not. They're also talking about putting kill switches in all of your cars. Folks, they have gone way too far. What an opportunity we have to right the wrongs in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend."
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I just wanted to let you know that if you're in the state of Minnesota, namely Western Minnesota, or even the five-state area, you're welcome to join us on May 19th. We're going to be at a pizza ranch hanging out with the new senator that just replaced Bruce Anderson here in the state of Minnesota. That'll be May 19th at 5:30. Also going to be at the Florida Republican Assembly, the Elite Preparatory Academy in Orlando on Monday, June 15th at 6:15. We're expecting to get more dates than just that one. That kind of like spearheads everything we're going to be doing there. We're also going to be at the Farragut Community Center, the Assembly Hall in Farragut, Tennessee on July 11th. And I'll also be in studio with David Knight. That will be Monday, July 13th. We have the Minnesota State Fair coming up from August 27th to September 7th, as well as Princeton, Minnesota event at the Civic Center, Saturday, September 19th, 2026. I can promise you, friends, you're going to get a message that no one's willing to tell you.
And it's out of love that we tell you what it is that you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. So if you want to check out where we're going to be up and coming, I told you it was going to fill up fast, friends, and it's done that. It's beginning to overflow. I do want to let you know that we have July. We can do more in July as well as at the beginning of August if you'd like to get us a date. If we can fly in, fly out, that kind of video, we can make that work. This is what we're here for. Jesus said, for this cause I came into the world, to also preach in other cities. Not only did he preach in a circuit, but he also preached in cities around about that circus. I'm sorry, circuit. Forgive me. Not circus. Circuit. Again, you want to call in? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Okay, I want you to go ahead and listen to this. I'm going to start giving you some downloads here, friends, and I'm just going to start highlighting some of the information that maybe you have missed, or it's been suppressed. It's been censored. They don't want you to know about it. But again, as I always say, friends, we're not here waiting for the devil to give us permission to obey the Lord, right? Go ahead, check this out. Okay, we're doing it again. I have no idea why it's doing that, but it is. I think some of these outlets are doing something new, but we'll just catch up with it. Here you go. Isn't that interesting, friends? Well, here, this is what I have. I'm just going to go ahead and play this. For some reason or another, they just want to cut out.
Do not buy a new car.
Here you go.
Because starting 2027, every new car in the United States will be required by law to have tech that puts constant surveillance on the driver.
Okay, so I just want to stop there right now, okay? And I want you to listen to me carefully because this is what the conservatives do. They don't pay attention to what they're sharing with you as being factual or not. They just go along with the corruption that they complain about. And what they do is they go ahead and parrot the information that the corrupt advocate for. I want you to get this carefully, the law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law may look like law, have the color of law, may walk like a duck, look like a duck, even waddle like a duck, but it doesn't make it a duck just because they said so, okay? So understand that what legislators bearing the appearance of law, understand if it's not law and it's not congruent with law, it's not law. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement because it is impossible for law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly states as follows. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Again, let's get on the offensive here. Talking about how this individual is telling us in 2027 every new car will be required by law. Can you make reference to that law? I can tell you right now, friends, he cannot make reference to that law because that law does not exist. As I continuously state here, Edmund Burke, they'll only do whatever you let them get away with. And the way they do that is they just lay on the fact that you're not going to do your own due diligence to see what they're doing, if it's legal or not, if it's congruent with the Constitution or not. Let me give you another one. This is Miranda versus Arizona, 384 U.S., 436, page 491, where rights given unto us by God, secured by the Constitution, are involved. There can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them, do away with them. So let me do this again. I want to play this just so you can understand. This is what the conservatives of the day are doing. That's what they call themselves. I'm not calling them that. I'm calling them yesterday's liberals, friends, who could care less about their freedoms. If they cared about their freedoms, they would know what the law says and they would understand that they were the law and they would execute the law in the face of what we're listening to right here. Check this out.
Because starting 2027, every new car in the United States will be required by law to have tech that puts constant surveillance on the driver. Not only watching you, but listening to your conversations as well. And if the vehicle determines that you're a danger on the road, it will turn your car off. So by 2027, the law states, quote, every new passenger vehicle sold in the United States must include technology that constantly monitors the driver via AI, cameras, and sensors and can automatically shut down or limit the car if the system decides you're not sober or fit to drive.
If the system so sees fit. Wow, isn't that interesting? Folks, so is it an exaggeration when I said that they want to control every facet of your life? I'm asking you. These people that want to control you, they're devils. These people that want to control you, they don't even have control over their own lives. If they can't control their own, how are they going to control anybody else's life? They can't. They're lawless devils. Do you understand? This is tyranny. They have no lawful right to do this in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, let's take it a step further. This is criminal. This is one of the things that I continuously share with you. Either you hold them, get on the offensive, and hold them accountable for what it is that they intend to do to you. Because if you don't, they're going to just ride roughshod right over the top of you and continuously enslave you and your children. Read Deuteronomy 19:19. I can venture to go as far as to tell you as well, friends, these people that mean to control every facet of your lives, when I'm calling them criminals, I guarantee you, friends, they have records as high as that they stand from foot to head. I guarantee it. Let me take the next step just to solidify the point that I want to make here again, because we have Massey coming about, who seems to be one that's out there blowing the trumpet as well, but doesn't seem to get anything pushed through that's been promised to the American people by federal law, which is kind of mysterious if you kind of really put your magnifying glass to the facts of what's going on with Massey. That's interesting. He was allegedly one of the only ones to come out and highlight the Epstein files, but nothing's been done since then. It seems like it was a distraction, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt because he does highlight this as well. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and, yeah, again, we're just running into, folks, what's happening here, and this isn't a joke, it really is, online right now, when I try to get these audios for you, they're not playing the audio online. Are you hearing this? So what I'm showing you right now on social media platforms is cars with kill switches controlled by government and manufacturers. And what they're doing is calling a roll call right now with Thomas Massey, who is highlighting the fact in question, asking, where is it that you're deriving your authority to go ahead and put a kill switch in a car? They, folks, again, it's gone so far out of their scope of authority, the American people just don't even know which way is up anymore. And I'm here, friends, constantly making reference by pointing my finger in reference to law to show you they don't have the law. If they did, let me ask you something. Then why didn't Grandpa and Grandma have a kill switch in their car? Ask yourself. And then answer the question, folks. Oh, because they didn't have the technology? Nonsense. No, what they used to do in this country, friends, is they actually used to enforce the law against those that broke the law. That's not what they do anymore. They use lawless men in lawlessness as an excuse to garner more control over your lives because the American people don't have enough common sense to understand that justice guards our liberties. And if we don't want to enforce the law under judgment, then this is what we're going to get, and we're going to get more of it. And rest assured, we're getting more of it every step of the way. I got a hard break coming up on me right now. And what I want to do is I want to come back and I'm going to show some more audio in hopes of showing you more audio, which
friends
is okay. So this one plays. So I don't know what was going on with that one, but I'm going to come back on the other side and I'm going to play a speech that somehow this guy that has been ousted literally 400 times plus by whistleblowers is still in the state giving a speech, state of the state speech in Minnesota, and I want you to listen to what he's advocating for. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. So I want to get over to this really quick. When I say this, I'm not saying this to bolster the effect. No, this devil's done it all by himself. I would venture to say that this is one of the most dangerous individuals, not just to the people around him, to those that tolerate him, but he's dangerous to himself. And I'm talking about a Tim Walz. And people need to start asking the question, because the state of Minnesota, you have 5.9 million people in the state that are demanding justice on the heads of every single one that are involved with this criminal administration, from treason to fraud to terrorism. The list goes on, all the while knowing in the state of Minnesota that we know that they were not voted in. But interestingly enough, friends, that they're still out there doing the same things that they have done. and promoting and advocating the crimes that our Constitution and the laws of God clearly condemn. Now, I want to go back over to Tim Walz, and I want you to listen to this devil, because he is a devil. He's a pedophile is what he is. And just to show you to the degree he'll go, he's also a communist. He's given cover to police stations that are Chinese police stations that have been uncovered in St. Paul. He's been there 30 times concerning China. Folks, he's a plant. Okay, it's just real simple to understand. He's been installed to attack the people of the state of Minnesota. And again, the people in the state want justice, but they're not getting justice. And I'm trying to encourage the people of the state to understand that the only way that you're going to get justice is when you rise up and bring it yourself. And I'm talking about lawful, in a lawful manner, of course. But we can see that those that are inside of the halls of government, they're just as bought and paid for and installed as he is. Again, for those that don't know the difference, this is a uniparty system. There is no right versus left. There's only a right. And if you want to take it that way, if someone could describe to me a far right version of the Constitution, I'd like to see that, or a far left version of it. There isn't any. Okay, we're a constitutional republic and we're ruled by law. Now, before I play this, I want you to understand what William Blackstone said long ago. He was the one, the author of the English Common Law, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. What we look at as common law, God's moral law, that's what it was established on. And you'll understand after I give you a quote by this gentleman. He said, no enactment in America, he said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. And I'm going to say it again. So all of that sodomy, all of that treason, all of the gay marriage between a man and a woman, abortion, the indoctrination going on in public school. Oh, folks, I can go on for 6 days just talking about what the American people have tolerated concerning the illegalities coming down from federal and state government. It's all illegal. In other words, it's null and void. But as long as you keep adhering to the tyrant rather than the liberator in Christ, folks, Ephesians 2:8, well, you're going to get what you're going to get, and you're going to get a lot more of that. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Anything that stands in contrast is null and void, and it must be condemned. You with me? It's a short piece. This is Madman Tim Walz, and I want you to listen carefully as to who he addresses. Again, trying to give rights to a group that God never gave the right to do the things that they're doing.
Members are facing an all-out assault on their simple right.
He's saying an all-out assault on our trans friends and our neighbors. They're facing an all-out assault on their simple rights to exist. Listen to what this devil's promulgating.
To exist. But here in Minnesota, we've instituted protections.
So they're protecting those that are guilty of transgressing law. So in other words, what he's doing, friends, is he's trying to empower those that are attacking me and you and your children. I just want to make sure you understand that. I'm not mincing words once again. He's trying to empower a small group of individuals to attack law abiders, the family, and the children in the United States of America, okay? Namely, in the United States of Minnesota right now. I want to play it one more time. Listen carefully.
Our trans friends and neighbors are facing an all-out assault on their simple right to exist. But here in Minnesota, we've instituted protections, including the right to gender-affirming care, because we're a place where everyone belongs.
Okay, so what do you see right there? Of course, bought and paid for. They call them the left. The whole left side of the aisle stands up, giving them a standing ovation. You know, it's funny, friends, because this isn't the voice of law. This isn't the voice of the prophets. This isn't the voice of anybody but what they want it to be a voice of, and appealing to a small group of people. And why are they doing that? Because as John Adams rightly said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Why is Walz doing this? Just like every other group that they use to target and attack the American people. Again, those in the state of Minnesota. And friends, I just want to make clear, this isn't just Minnesota. I'm always making an appeal nationally. Even if it's just happening here in my backyard, I'm here to tell you that this is happening all over the country, because they're all installed to do the same things concerning where they're permitted to do so currently in the present state. But you do need to understand that they're just simply being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. Now, what happens when the American people stand up? They shut them down. But I want to tell you something. This is what the American people don't understand. When somebody let me say it this way. If you commit a crime, let's just say the police officer intervenes, he puts a stop to your crime. After he finds that you're guilty of committing the crime, does he just let you go? Does he just say, okay, get out of here now? Or does he actually charge you for the crime? Does he bring you to judgment? Does he bring you to penitence? Why is it that the American people have been led to believe that it's okay for their said representative government? I want you to consider this again because it applies. Did you give your said representatives delegated authority to go ahead and have men dress up as women, go to libraries across the United States of America, and make prey of children? Of course you didn't. Do you now understand what I'm saying? They're taking it unto themselves. They're assuming authority that's never been given unto them. It's felonious activity. So from Tim Walz to every other one of those that are advocating, and that includes the right for allowing it to happen, they should be using the law to condemn the crime. That's not what they're doing. They're allowing the criminals to have their way because this is what they say to me and you. Well, they're in the majority right now. No. Friends, you don't understand. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. If 99% of the people in this country decided that they wanted to advocate something God condemns, I'm going to stand right here by the grace of God and say, I don't care what you 99% say. What you're doing is illegal, and I'm here by the law and making reference to God's law to say, you're going to be condemned for that crime, and it's going to happen here. That's why we have said representatives, people. That's the purpose of our said representatives, not to have handlers and to do what they're told by foreign countries like you're allowing today in your own country. That's crazy. But that's, in fact, what is happening again. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Okay, with that said, I think it's important for me to bring you over here really quick so you can see what I'm talking about. Did you see this? This is under Donald Trump. The master Zionist, right? Doing his best to work for the Rothschilds and establishing modern-day synagogue of Satan. You know it as modern-day Israel, Rothschilds Israel. Did you see this, friends? I need you to see this because I want you to understand the severity of what's going on. So when I'm making reference, I'm not flippantly saying handlers and they're foreigner because I have nothing better to say and nothing to back it up with. Here's a bill, a U.S. bill to grant Americans serving in Israeli army same rights as U.S. troops. Folks, my goodness. Hey, and let me just say this. Not only are you being ousted, you're being outsourced. Has anybody called their bank lately? Has anybody called the electric company lately? Has anybody called some outlet where you might want to do some social media stuff? Have you noticed the people that are answering the phones that they're in a different country? Friends, do you not understand that you're being sold out to your enemies right in front of your faces? And don't sit there and tell me, Bradley, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, there's plenty you can do about it. I want to tell you the voice that you're listening to is the voice of the enemy and not the voice of the living God. And I don't care if it was the majority giving voice to the enemy, which in most cases they already are. I'm going to listen to the voice of God because I see over and over throughout the scriptures where the majority was completely wrong, but I seen where the minority were in the hands of God. Because we understand, like John Knox, that great prophet of Scotland who stood up against all the armies of Europe. And by the way, the Queen of Scotland was so afraid of that prophet. She was so afraid of that prophet, she said, I fear his prayers more than I fear all the armies of Europe.
Now, I'll tell you what, friends, as Christians, that's in every position we should be in. Because with the Lord, friends, we are in the majority. If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? Oh, you say it all the time in the smallest of trials and tribulations, but I'm talking about when it really matters. When you stand up like King David said and said, listen, even if all the armies were surrounded around me, he said, in this I'm confident. In other words, he was standing in the grace of Christ. He was standing in the grace of God. He was in the hand of God. And in the process, the very creator of the heavens and earth was on his side to say, listen, peace, be still, stand back and watch the salvation of the living God. Watch what I'm going to do to them, not what they're going to do to you. People, what Bible are you reading? If you're reading a Bible at all. When I look at the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, I'm talking about the blessings now, friends. What does it say? The people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear you. And it's not you within yourself. It's your big brother, the resurrected one, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
But speaking of which, friends, listen to what George Whitefield rightly said. I don't know if you guys have seen The Great Awakening with George Whitefield. It's fantastic. I do want to say this because there's a lot of unsung heroes during the founding era of our country. There were plenty of Black Robe Regiment. They were Puritan preachers of the day, and we've heard none of their names.
One of them was a guy by the name of Nathan Hale. He said while he was being hung for treason by the British in the American colonies, when he was caught, he was asked the question, "What are your last words?" He said his only regret was that he only had one life to give for his country. What a different attitude. But I'm saying that for the purpose I want to revert back to what I was talking about during the last segment. George Whitefield said this. He said, "More heathen morality." Or I'm sorry, he said, mere heathen morality, in other words, moralists, right, conformists, and not Jesus Christ, is being preached in most of our churches. Friends, if you want to join us for church every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we would love to have you. We're digging in deep. We're raising up disciples. That's the end aim. And I want to say this to those that might be looking to the Lord for something. I want to tell you something, because you got to understand, growth in grace is not a putting off. It's a death to self, right? John 12:25. Do remember, friends, the Lord's probably raising you up to be for the world what it is that you wanted from him. And don't forget what I just said to you, because it is vitally important that you do, friends. That is Christianity, John 15:13. I want to go over here and I want to highlight something really quick. I was just showing you what they did through Donald Trump's current administration, and I know that they lost the narrative. I know that this whole anti-Semitism nonsense that's coming out from the paid influencers coming from the hirelings across the pulpits in America, it's a lack of Christianity, promoting the devil themselves and the synagogue of Satan themselves. Do you guys remember the Washington Post reported judge clarifies, yes, Trump was found to have raped E. Jean Carroll? How come nobody's talking about the convictions? I mean, you heard, listen to this, folks. The Bible talks about when you rape a woman, you're supposed to deliver them up to the Lord. Just think about that. Instead of delivering them up to the Lord, you deliver up the racist as a man of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Supporting those that the Lord condemns. Folks, this isn't speculation. It's right in front of me. Judge clarified, yes, Trump raped her. Oh, my goodness, friends. And people are speculating concerning the Epstein files and his name being on the Epstein files with less than 1% released over 16,000 times. That's what you could read, because a majority of it was redacted. That's to the degree of what you call justice in this country, friends. You know, one of the things that I think people need to understand more than anything, friends, is I don't think you realize that you're in a war. This isn't Disneyland. You're in a war. You are under attack on a 24/7 basis coming from these people that you tolerate that are guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. No joke. Oh, another thing too, and I'm sure you've seen this, but you do realize that Donald Trump, during 2016, his first criminal tenure, he signed off on 55 unconstitutional, illegal bills undermining the Second Amendment by 55 governors. Okay? A majority of them were the good guys, right? The Republicans. They were the ones that were working along with Trump to take away, to strip away your Second Amendment. And remember, friends, your rights are not taken away. They're forfeited. So I want to make sure that you understand, when they take them, you're letting them through your forfeiture. Okay? But look at this. Virginia assault firearms law exempts gun owners before July 1, 2026. Folks, what's crazy here is I suspect, and again, here we have another plant. We're talking about in Virginia. Why are all of these criminals, this is in Virginia, as I said, why are all these criminals all aiming the same direction? Why are they all going for the Second Amendment? I'm asking. Why is it? Why do you think they want to disarm you so bad, Americans? Because you're not going to have a First Amendment, you're not going to have a Third Amendment, a Fourth Amendment, a Fifth Amendment, all the way down, friends, to the end of the amendments, if you don't have the Second Amendment. They want to make sure that you cannot defend yourselves from how and when they assault you. Okay? Just again, want to make clear that you understand your said representatives right now are trying to take away your Second Amendment, and they're doing it in Virginia, though it's backfiring.
Friends, what these people are, and I want to say this too, NRA just sold you out, America. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but they've been selling you out for a long time. Look at Wayne LaPierre. What, wasn't he busted buying one of his mansions, friends, with money that wasn't his? Look at how many times they have diplomatically gutted the Second Amendment. To give a little, to take a little. No, is that what the forefathers did when they fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very people that you want to give a little and take a little from through compromise? That's nonsense, but that's the NRA. They've always been that, friends. Beware of the NRA. They got a long history of it, and they just did it again. They just did it again, okay? But I do want to go back over to this because, again, this is important. Why are these people so busy trying to take away your rights? Well, what's going on? I highlighted this just the other day. They told Christians to keep faith out, and the professors did. Why? Because it was a lack of Christianity. Okay, now what they're doing is rolling out prayer rugs for Ramadan, just like I told you 20 years ago, and you didn't want to hear it. When I was inside of the high schools, in the hundreds, every single year, telling you what was coming, and they were riding the heels of the sodomites who were playing the victims, just like the Muslims, didn't want to hear it. Nope. The people sat down and allowed the mainstream media to form in their opinions that I'm a bigot and I'm a hater. Nope. I love God enough to tell the truth, regardless if you like it or not. Sincere Christianity is hating what the Lord hates and loving what the Lord loves. Psalm 97. But let's take it a step further. You guys know what they're doing in public schools, learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, staging a war. No, folks. Hey, folks, you still have plenty of time to put a stop to this. Is that where your warfare is? Or is it at the next football game or the next baseball game, which the Lord condemns, Jeremiah 11:13. Well, I'm bringing this up for the very point that Ilhan Omar, once again, has been busted. And I think it's important that you guys understand to the degree that she's been busted. She's been confronted over and over again. This is on top of the mountains of crimes that she has committed against the American people. When, Americans, are you going to understand that these people are installed? She is installed. She is not America, and America is not her. Her objective is to attack the American people. Hey, folks, she's the one that said, you know what? The most dangerous men in America are white men. You better understand that's the voice of the Zionists that are using the Muslims to do their biddings for them so they can sweep away their political opposition. Well, we've seen that, and now what's even crazier, friends, we have Ilhan Omar talking about, well, here, I'll let you listen to this. Listen to this.
Thank you all for joining us.
Is this sound like an American people?
My partner in this, Senator Hirono, for her leadership in this work to repeal the outdated and dangerous Alien Enemies Act of 1798.
John Adams.
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War 11. This is what you tolerate. It's like Barack Obama when he said there's 57 countries, states in our country. And the American, you know what they did? You know what you did, America? You laughed it off. And then he attacked you every day of his criminal administration. Bob, you got 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend. Go for it.
Hey, Bradley, I love your witness, your energy, and your fortitude. We have two golden rules, and they parallel with what you said earlier. The first sentence of U.S. law, creation in the Bible. No human law should be suffered to contradict these. And I would say Article 4, Section 4, which is a guaranteed protection against invasion of our rights. And I drove an hour and a half to and from a community in Dallas and spoke about the Muslim situation.
Mm-hmm. In Texas.
And, yeah, in Texas. Yep. It's terrible around Dallas and other places. But what they don't understand is Jefferson and Madison had to use Article 4, Section 4 when the Barbary pirates were invading our rights and our property and our lives and our liberty and our pursuit of happiness, you know, robbing our ships. So all of this stuff that's going on with the Muslims is controlled by that. And anybody that aids and comforts the Muslim encampments is guilty of high treason.
Absolutely. Article 3, Section 3.
And as Pinchcock elaborated on in his pamphlets 145 and 146 in 1787, he was more regarded than Madison and Hamilton and Jay, because he was reaching out to all the colonies. But, you know, we just have to follow the laws of nature, creation, laws of nature's God, the Bible, and any laws or any actions that violate those are unconstitutional, and whoever's doing it must be removed. It's, we just got to unite around with our founders united. And that was creation in the Bible and a protection of our rights against invasion, which is this whole what this whole Muslim thing is.
Amen.
So I just love you, man.
Thank you, Bob. Totally appreciate you guys. Thanks. Yep. Thank you for throwing it out there for us. Folks, end of the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, the schedule, the store. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. To keep us out there, friends, as you well know, we do not have sponsors. You either keep us out there or else we're done. Sons of Liberty Media.